From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, and welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the podcast. I'm Yvette Walker with The Oklahoman, and with me is Lisa Potts from Oklahoma Press Association.
Hi, Hello Lisa. Again.
Well, we are just a few weeks before the start of season six. Very excited. Sometimes I know we sound totally geeky, but that's okay. We're dance geeks. But the thing is, there's still a lot of news coming out of season five, and it's really been interesting to watch what's been going on online and what we're hearing on Twitter. Of course, the winner of season five is Janine Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, wonderful dancer. And you've got some news about her, Lisa.
Yes, just a couple of things. She was making the talk show circuit this last week, and a couple of the interviews and performances I caught, she was basically just going around as the winner and also promoting the tour, because tickets are on sale for that now. And so I caught her interviews on Regis and Kelly and Jimmy Fallon, and she was so cute. She really was. She's a cute girl. And on Regis and Kelly, Ashton Kutcher was subbing for Regis. Mm. And so he knelt down. She got on his back, and they did a little lift. It was cute. And he was funny. And so I'm sure that was sort of a little thrill for Janine, getting to hang out with him.
Getting to hang on him.
Yeah, that's true. And then on Jimmy Fallon, actually, she got Philip on there with her.
Oh, really?
Her top 20 partner, Philip.
Wow.
And they did their very first hip hop routine from the top 20 show, the Mad song by Neo.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was a pretty good
really
routine.
Cute. It was a good routine. I thought it was a good fit for probably the people that would be up at that hour. Most of the other ones, she was performing just her solo, extended version of her final solo. So you got to see a little bit more of that. If you're interested in any of those, you can find them online probably. Check some of the So You Think You Can Dance websites, and you can find some YouTube videos of her performances and interviews. She did a lot of them. She was definitely making the rounds. And then the other little bit of news that Janine never really talked about on the show during the So You Think You Can Dance season was that she has had two surgeries and a radiation treatment within the last year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah. It wasn't too terribly major. It turns out she had some kind of rare disease that causes inflammation in your joints. And she developed a benign tumor in her elbow. And it made it so that she could not straighten her elbow. And it took them several months to figure out what the problem was. But she went in, they had the benign tumor removed, and then it came back. So then she had to have another surgery, and then she had radiation treatments.
And so, how long was this before season five?
Last summer.
Okay.
So 1 year ago, she had the second surgery and the radiation treatment and physical therapy. So to get, you know, back into shape and get that arm back in shape, and I'm sure she definitely wasn't dancing as much as she would have liked to a year ago.
Well, and maybe that's why she was, I don't want to say a little rusty, but she wasn't as strong as we saw her at the very end of the season.
True. True, because she was just sort of coming back into it.
Yeah.
Probably. She, I think, had to take probably most of that summer off.
That's a great story for a winner.
Yes.
Of a dance competition, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it also shows, I mean, you've got to have commitment in order to overcome the physical issues.
Right.
I mean, it's a physical thing, but it's a mental thing, as I'm sure many of us have also gone through, just not to that degree.
And there was some concern that she would never be able to dance again.
Wow.
Because if something went wrong with that surgery, or if the elbow didn't recover, or they were actually worried that the tumor would cause the bones to degrade there in that joint, and she wouldn't be able to dance again.
Never would know it just to watch her.
Right.
Yeah.
So she really did well.
Wow.
So I hear that you came up with some news about things we didn't see.
That's right. Well, of course, we've talked about the finale before at the Kodak Theater, the huge, humongous Kodak Theater in Hollywood that seats 3,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And the very large stage.
Yes.
Which was very, you know, it was different to see the dances that we had seen. But imagine if you were an audience member and you're seeing maybe something a little different than what we TV watchers are seeing at home. So here are the 10 things that you didn't see on television.
I love these kinds of things. I love these behind-the-scenes things.
Exactly. Well, the Calle Ocho water number was when the girls were up on the tabletops and they were kicking the water.
Right.
Up,
it was sort of a Latin and hip hop combination. It was a group routine.
Well, on TV, that's what we saw. But in the audience, the girls were dancing on the stage and on the tabletops, but there was no water. That had been taped previously.
Ah.
So apparently there was some funny looks shared between audience members when they saw, because, you know, there's a screen for them to watch as well.
Oh.
And they could see the same number on screen, and they're seeing the water, and of course they're not seeing it on the stage.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of interesting. They filmed the parts earlier, but the dancers still wanted to perform the routine.
Uh-huh.
So
I figured they had just cut in a couple of shots of them on the water for the televised version, but those in the audience that were watching it as it happened also saw something completely different.
Exactly.
That's weird.
A little strange. And the judge's special entrance was filmed on Tuesday, so it was filmed earlier.
Right.
Because of logistics, the number taped after the final performance show, unlike Cagliostro, the judges did not want to perform it again. So they just, and of course that was the special entrance. Adam Shankman said it was humiliating and said he does not have a good head for hats, so he did not want to perform it again.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I believe this was in the dance number at the end.
The top four finale after the
dance.
One. The song is one from A Chorus Line. And they were all in white.
That's right. And they had top hats on.
And the judges did have top.
Yes. Tice looked amazing, as usual. I'm a big Tice fan.
Choreographed by Mia.
That's right. Lil C did dance for us. We did not see him dance on TV.
You're kidding.
He was not part of A Chorus Line, but he did dance on stage when he was introduced before the show. So audience members got to see Lil C bust a move, but we did not. And I'm disappointed.
Darn it.
I know. there were Travis Wall fans everywhere. There was a big group in the balcony that were screaming. There were just lots of Travis Wall fans.
He has a rabid fan base.
That's right. Now, we knew that Kat Dealey said that this season's finale brought in more than before. Mm-hmm. But at a break, we learned, and the audience members learned, that the previous high was just 15 million, and this high was 21.6. So it was a big jump. And that surprises me that we didn't even, and that was set during season two.
Oh, my goodness.
So we did not see a huge, according to my sources here, we did not see a huge jump in season four, which surprised me, or three.
Right.
But according to what was said there, 21.6 million votes came in for the finale, and it was just 15 million set in season two.
Wow. I'm always so curious what the percentages are.
I know.
Kayla's percentage? What was Evan's, you know, Brandon, Janine? How close were they or how far apart?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That would be good to know. Ryan Kasperzak, and I'm sure I'm butchering his name, the brother of Evan, apparently was a big cheerleader for all the dancers, not just his brother.
Oh.
He just seems like a very nice guy.
Yes.
Apparently he was on his feet for every dancer. He was always waving to them, you know, blowing them kisses even. And being among the first to hug them when they came off stage. So that's really nice to hear. Of course, he is trying to make the top 20 for season 6. So we may see him again. And it would be, I'm sure we would see Evan
the news
in the audience.
Is not in the top 20.
Not in the top 20.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
The news is that he got cut during Vegas round.
Uh-oh. Sorry, Ryan.
Sorry, Ryan.
Yeah.
If you didn't want to be spoiled, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. That's all right. Now, this probably does not surprise you, but everyone was just wowing over Kayla and Capono's addiction routine.
Yes.
Backstage, according to my sources, nobody could stop talking about how they performed addiction even better this time than before. And remember, that happened just moments after Kayla learned that she had not won.
True.
So apparently she says something like, you know, well, I came out there saying, "Well, I'm going to show them what they're missing."
Uh-huh.
And she really, really performed well.
Yes,
it was a great routine.
It was,
and it was really strong.
Yeah.
And everybody was talking about it. Asuka and Vitolo's waltz silenced the crowd. A lot of routines got applause and a cheers while they were going on.
Oh, okay.
But when they performed, apparently, according to the people that were there, the audience leaning forward in their seats, and they were just kind of mesmerized by the dance.
It was beautiful. It really was.
Beautiful, yeah. Apparently, in person and on this stage with the different... And you and I talked about this when we were at the watch party, how they used the lighting very well for that routine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I thought color of the costumes with the lighting, I mean, and plus the choreography, it was just beautiful to
watch. That's right. Some Debbie Allen dancers represented, apparently. At one of the breaks, someone with a microphone found a kid in the crowd who turned out to be one of Debbie Allen's young students. And he kind of yelled down to her, "Hi, Miss Allen." She does such a great job with her students.
Yeah, he'll be a future So You Think You Can Dance contestant, I'm sure.
That's right. And then number 10, there really was a lot of confetti. The person,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, the person writing this said, "I could barely see the stage through the massive cloud of confetti."
Neither could we.
Yeah, that descended throughout the Kodak. Absolutely. This is on the blog Buzz Sugar, and if you want to take a look at it, go to buzzsugar.com, and you'll see that article. So that was really pretty interesting, I thought. How the audience really kind of got a different view in some some respects than what we saw. And that probably happens a lot at shows, but it was just kind of interesting to hear what happened this time.
Well, and with it always being in the same studio for the regular season of So You Think You Can Dance, you know, it's sort of the same thing over and over. We really don't hear that much behind the scenes kind of information.
Right.
Maybe a little bit about the judges, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's neat to hear about this side of it when you have such a large stage and a large audience and probably a little bit more of an experience and more things going on. I'm sure this one was very different compared to some of the others.
I agree. Well, we should probably wrap it up. There's a lot of news still happening out there. You can find out on the television blog at newsok.com. If you'll do a search for SYTYCD on Twitter, there's lots of tweets going on about So You Think You Can Dance with links, and they're always very interesting. And of course, we'll be here every Friday, counting down to the beginning of season 6, which is in early September. Do you have the date?
No.
We'll get you the date next time. And then also, as you said earlier, tickets are on sale for So You Think You Can Dance tour in Tulsa at the BOK.
Yes.
So there's a lot of stuff happening. It's turning out, I think, you know, I don't know if it'll ever get to be as big as American Idol. That would be difficult. But I think this show is really growing. Mm-hmm. The fan base is becoming just very, very, you know, strong fan base. And I think we're going to continue to see this show. And whether or not Paula Abdul is on the show.
Oh, gosh.
Which we talked about last week, but we won't go there again because I don't have any new news about that. But I think this will just continue to grow and we'll see more and more really fine dancing on television, which is great.
It seems like a lot of the people, most of the people that watch this show, it's one of, if not their favorite show.
Yeah.
So you have a really great fan base supporting it. Now, American Idol, it seems like they're more laid back. Oh, what's on TV, you know.
Right, right.
But they're not huge fans. They won't pick up the phone. But I think on this show, they might.
Well, that's great for us anyway.
More to talk about.
Exactly. Okay, well, we'll see you next week. Thanks for hanging in there with us, and we're counting down to season 6. See you later.